the finest person that any of you could ever meet, my beloved wife, Jean Curtis.
No wonder I'm so tired. Doing all those things. Yeah. It's a real honor and a privilege to be here tonight and to be able to speak with you guys. I thank Pastor Perry and his wife Lois, who are our senior pastors here, for the opportunity to let us share. And I also thank Diana Garlow and Deb and Denny Ferguson, who lead the Friday Night at the Centers, for allowing me to share tonight, too. If you would join with me in prayer, please, I'd like to start off that way. Father, I thank you, God. I just thank you, Father, for your great love that you have for each one of us, God, for the love that you show to each one of us in the different ways that you bring that love, Father. I pray that tonight, God, that even as I speak, that your Holy Spirit would speak through me, Father. And I ask, God, that faith would arise in the ones that are here tonight, Father. Your faith, oh God, would arise. I thank you again, Father, and I just pray these things in your name, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, a little bit about myself. I was going to share that we've been married for 40 years, but Mike already did that. We have four children. Our oldest is Sarah, and then we have another daughter, Rachel, and we have a son, David, who is married to a lovely lady whose name is Heather. And then our youngest, Elizabeth, is married to a gentleman named Tyler. And Elizabeth and Tyler live in New York City. Our daughter Sarah lives in Connecticut, and Rachel lives in Columbus, and David and his wife Heather live up around Canton in that area. So we've been very blessed by God with them, and it's just a joy to have them as our children and to be able to impart things into them. Again, I have come to Marion Christian Center. We've been here for about 39 years. Approximately, so we're old. We've been here a while. So, but during that time, I'm just very thankful for all of the godly teachings that have been imparted to us, and the freedom of the Holy Spirit that is here, and that has been, again, I think Pastor Perry and Lois, that they want that here. They want the Holy Spirit to move, and they want the people to move in the Holy Spirit. And I am very grateful for that, because there are places where it's like, nope, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. But here, enjoy the Holy Spirit. And I'm also thankful for the rich friendships that I have developed while I've been here at Marion Christian Center, and how those people have encouraged me, and how they have pushed me sometimes. Have you ever had that? Somebody just kind of pushing you in the Lord, like, come on, come on, you can do this, you can do that, you know. And I'm like, I don't know about that, but thank you, God, for those friends that are here. One other thing I want to say, I love the Lord. I just love the Lord. His love and his grace are just amazing. They're just amazing. You know, I think about I'm just me, and he loves me, you know, and his grace is new to me every morning, and it's such a joy and to be able to walk with him every day. As I share this message is as much for me as it is for you. I don't claim to have the total revelation of what all I'm going to be talking about, but I believe that God is God, and I know that he is true. So what I would like to establish is a truth. I believe that God the Father sent his son Jesus to the earth. And then when Jesus, after his death and burial and his resurrection, hallelujah, because without that, it would just be a thing. But it's not a thing. Jesus rose from the dead, and he lives in heaven again. And because when he went to heaven then, he sent us the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit walks with us every day. He's inside of us, always there with us, never leaves us. He's always there with us, and I'm very thankful for that also. So I would like to talk about the beginning. So in Genesis, okay, we're going to be in Genesis for a little bit to establish some things before I move on with my speaking. So if you want to follow along in your Bibles or up on the overhead, we're going to start in Genesis. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the very first day." And in verse 6 it said, "And God said, 'Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water.' So God made that vault, and he separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. And then God called the vault sky, and there was evening and there was morning the second day." And then in verse 9 it says, "And God said, 'Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let ground, dry ground, appear.' And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, 'Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to the various kinds.' And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning the third day." And then in verse 14 it says, "And God said, 'Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years. And let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth.' And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God sent them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning on the fourth day." Verse 20, "And God said, 'Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky.' So God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, 'Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas and let the birds increase on the earth.' And there was evening and there was morning the fifth day." Verse 24, "And God said, 'Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind.' And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kind, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. And then in Genesis 2:7, God, the Lord God, formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. So God took dust, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. And then in verse 2:21 it says, so the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and he closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. Okay, so we have reestablished that God said, okay, God said, and things were created. So I would like you to stop and think, okay, that breath that God used when he spoke into existence all of creation, he breathed into mankind. That's what it says, right? And God said, now I'm thinking, okay, to say something, you kind of breathe out. And I know God's not human like we are, but okay, you have to kind of come with me on this one. I mean, he said it. He took nothing. He took nothing and created the beautifulness of nature. Now, I know lots of people who are super duper crafty and creative, and they can paint and they can play instruments and all of these kind of things, okay? They can take things and create things, but they're using something that's already here, okay? But God took nothing, and he created the beautiful trees that we're getting to see right now. They finally started to turn colors, and they're awesome. You know, the flowers, all the different colors that are in like a sunrise or the sunset. You just look at those things and you think, how does anyone think that there is no God? I mean, the intricacies of the minute things. You know, you look at every leaf and they all look different. You know, it's a little bit of yellow here and this little thing or red going here or this orange or whatever. I'm just amazed at his creativeness. And he spoke that into us. That breath of life. He breathed that into us. So, he put it into us. So that living breath is in us. Now, again, if you can imagine, there's nothing here. And all of a sudden, here's the stars and the skies and all of this thing. Okay. That took some power and authority, didn't it? God said, let there be, and there was. There was power and authority in the words that he spoke. So, if there's power and authority in the words that he spoke, and he breathed that life into us, do we not have power and authority in us when we speak also? I think that we do. I do believe that we do. And I think it's a little hidden gem that we're not really completely sure of or have the revelation of how much it is. And I'm right there too, because I, you know, I'm just now like, wow, God, wow, really? Power and authority? He took nothing, he made something, he said it, then he breathed that life into us. It must be there, that power and authority from God. Okay, anybody who's here, who's a comes to Marian Christian Center know that I love to worship. That's just my thing. And you can worship in any kind of, many kinds of different ways, but my way is through songs. I love to sing to the Lord. And more than just singing by myself, I love to sing with the congregation. I just love it. You know, when we all come together and we lift up our voices unto God. And I believe there's power in that when we do that. Because in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, God said, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." I don't know about you, but I can use a lot of encouraging lately. You know, it just seems like, ooh, okay, all right. So come together, let us meet together, let us encourage each other. We need each other. I need you. I need to encourage you. I need you to encourage me also. So, like I said, I've been here a long time at Marian Christian Center. I've had the opportunity and the privilege to be on the worship team for probably 25 plus years. Maybe, I don't know, I've lost track of time. But during that time, God has shown me a few things that I do have the opportunity to encourage ones. And I hope as I share these things that there's a revelation of it to you. And I hope they don't sound spooky, spiritual or anything, because I don't feel that they are. I just feel like they're from the Holy Spirit, okay? So sometimes when I'm on the platform as part of the worship team and we're singing a specific song of some sort, the Spirit inside of me kind of just rises up, and it's like I'm singing to a person, someone in the congregation, and I believe it's the Holy Spirit revealing something. And again, I don't know what's going on within that person or situations that are going, but there's something in the words that we're singing. It's for them. And as I sing it, faith mixes with what I'm singing, and I believe that there is something that is happening in the Spirit for that person. Okay. Other times, you know, we've been singing songs and it's like, ooh, God, all right. And it's just like the song is for the congregation. And as we sing it, you know, we're singing to each other. And there's such an encouragement, I feel like, as we come together and we're singing in that unity. And when you mix that with faith, what encouragement that can bring to one's sitting beside you, in the back, wherever at, you know, I just sense in my spirit that happens. There's times, words in a song that we sing, I feel like I'm declaring things in the heavenlies, you know, declaring thing in the heavenlies. And again, I may not have any idea who it's for, you know. Sometimes it's a sense that it's for maybe our city. Or sometimes it's, I know that I am declaring in the heavenlies and things are changing. Because I'm speaking with authority and power that God has placed within me. Sometimes I'm just declaring stuff to myself. Like, come on, you can do this, you know. And you're like, oh, I don't know about this, God. But, you know, and it just kind of builds up that faith within you, too, as you're singing those words to those songs. And other times, and this is a hard one, the Holy Spirit has prompted me to come off the platform and go to a person, and I've sang with them, I've sort of sang to them the song that we're singing, but again, I really sensed in my spirit that there was something in that song, And it's like spirit to spirit, you know, there was a connecting there. And it's meant to be an encouragement. Now, let me tell you, God and I have had some conversations up there like, are you sure you want me to do this? I don't know about that. You know, that seems a little weird right now, God. What if they don't want to hear it? You know, I mean, and you know how God, you know, you have those conversations with God and when he asks you to do something. But if you are faithful, he is faithful. You know that he is he's always faithful to us. It's us. Okay, come on, go. You can do it. You can do it. You know, stepping out and moving in that. And when, again, I thank Pastor Perry and Lois for allowing the freedom of the Holy Spirit and allowing us to do those things. You know, they encourage us if we sense, not just us, people in the congregation, if you sense something in the Holy Spirit, act upon it. You know, and I very much appreciate that, that we have that freedom and that opportunity to be able to do that here. So I would like to read Hebrews 11:1, which talks about faith. And it says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So, okay. Again, you know, it kind of takes faith sometimes when God speaks to you because you don't see what it is that he's asking you to do necessarily. But that's what that is. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So again, as we're singing songs, mixing it with faith, okay, that faith, I don't see it. I know, but I know you said it, okay? So it's going to come. Remember, God's universe was created by his spoken command, and God said. So everybody in this room, you're breathing, right? Can you see the air that's here? Nope, you can't see it, can you, right? But you know it's here. Because we're all breathing, because if it wasn't here, we would be dead. So that's kind of that, I can't see it, but I know it's here type thing, okay? So now I would like to share a story with you. About 4 years ago, my youngest sister, and there was six of us kids in my family, was diagnosed with cancer. And she has a husband and she has five children and her oldest son is married and they had a little girl. So it was my sister's granddaughter and her name was Lucy. Well, my sister got diagnosed with this cancer it was in November here. And, she loved Jesus. She loved Jesus and she was awesome at showing people his love. They live in Maine, so it's a long ways away. So we didn't get to really see them a lot, you know, the last few years. But she worked at a little library in this little town, and she again loved people and loved Jesus. She would a lot of times take meals to some elderly people that would have come to the library to get books out, and she would hear about they had a need, and then she would just drop a meal off to them. Or she would take books to some of the elderly people or like books on CD or whatever, that kind of a thing, especially in the wintertime because it can get kind of icky up there in Maine. And she would just go do that, you know, and she would always, when the opportunity would arise, would share the love of Jesus with them. And she just had a way about her. She trusted God. She loved him. And she always wanted to share about him to other people. Well, when she told me that she had cancer, I thought, okay. And basically, by the time they discovered it was already like a stage 4 cancer. So it was pretty hard whammy. And I thought, okay, God. So, you know, I prayed. We prayed. And I had other people praying. She had people praying, you know, and I thought, okay, God, you can do this. I'm going to trust you, you know, you can heal her. And I know that there'll be such an awesome testimony, you know, that'll come forth because you've healed her. And I know that she will share that with people, how you've touched her and how you just did this awesome thing, you know. So Mike and I go up during our spring break, because as he mentioned, we're both school teachers. So we took the opportunity the last week in March to go travel up there, and we drove up there. And we got there on a Saturday evening, and we got to spend some time with her and pray with her and those kind of things. I was still, she looked pretty bad, I'm just going to say. I mean, hospice was coming in already and those kind of things, but I thought, God, come on, you can, I still thought, you can do this, God. You know what? You know, you could do this, you know, you can heal her. You know, I really did think he was going to heal her. Well, after a couple days, she died. We were there when that happened. Well, talk about, it really shook me. And I thought, okay, God, I prayed for you. I prayed to you that you would heal her. But he had a different idea in mind. And I trust you, God, you know, that you can do this. So we came back to Marion, and I don't know, it might have been that next Sunday or a couple Sundays afterwards, my husband leads the song, Good, Good Father. And I'm like, okay. And so, Dina, if you could put those words up there. And so we're singing this song. I heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night. You tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know you're all searching for answers only you provide, because you know just what we need before we say a word. And you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. Now here comes the kicker. The chorus says, you're perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways to us. And I'm standing up there singing that, and I think of my sister. And, you know, it was hard to sing this song, I'll be honest. It was hard to sing this song because I thought, Mary's not there anymore. She's got five kids. She's not going to see her girls get married. She's not going to see, they were all graduated from high school, but they were all very young. I think the oldest was only 26, maybe. Okay, so they're young. When you think about their lives, they're still pretty young. And I thought, she's not going to be there for them. You know, they're going to miss their mom with all these things that, you know, you just do in life and, you know, and just say, hey, mom, what about, you know, what's that recipe again? How do you do that, you know? I thought, oh, and it just got me right there, you know? And I thought, oh, man. Lucy, her little granddaughter, was about 9 months old right when Mary passed away. And I found out later, my other sister, Julie, told me that because Mary was so weak with all the treatments that she was taking even, it was very difficult for her. She was very nervous about even holding Lucy. Oh, that gets me every time. Sorry. Because she was afraid that she might drop her. You know, because she felt so weak in her body, in her physical body. And I thought, Man. Lucy is not going to get to know her grandma. And, you know, Mary's not going to get to impart the Jesus inside of her to her. She's not going to get to tell her those stories, you know, and just all those things that grandmas get to do. And I'm telling you, it was hard to sing that song that Sunday. But as we kept on singing it, there was something inside of me. It was faith. Faith just started to rise inside of me. And eventually I was able to say, you're a good, good father. I'm crying, you know, all that good stuff, you know. But you're a good, good father. And you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. Okay. I don't understand. We all go through things, very difficult things at times, okay? God doesn't cause, I don't believe that God caused my sister to get cancer or anything, you know, but I know that she trusted him and she still loved him and she didn't give up on him and she didn't want anybody else to give up on him either. And I know, but I do know that God is God, period. And he's perfect in all of his ways. I don't understand those ways. I will share sort of a revelation that I got, you know. I thought, you know, I'm praying for her to get healed. And one day God said, well, she's with me. I mean, what better healing could you have than to be with Jesus? You know, that's not the natural healing that I wanted her to have. She got a better healing, you know. And I thought, okay, God, all right, you know. Still hard, as you can tell, it's still hard. But God is God, and he's perfect in all of his ways. And so as I allowed that faith and my trust in God to build up, I was able to sing that, to sing those words, and to sing that song. It wasn't me, it was the Holy Spirit inside of me that was helping me to do that. Dina, can you put up the words to Great Are You, Lord? So this song, it says, you give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken, and great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. And we sang that tonight. And we pour out our praise to you only. All the earth will shout your praise. Okay? Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Okay, so going back to the very beginning, when I shared, and God said at the beginning, and he created the heavens and the earth and everything that's in the earth, and then he breathed his breath of life into man, right? And then woman was formed from a bone out of Adam, and, you know, and she's got the life of God in her too, right? Okay, so... so all the earth will shout your praise. Do you think that the trees shout the praises to God? Do you think that the earth shouts the praises to God? Yes. Scripture says that, right? Even the rocks will cry out if we don't praise him. So even the rocks will cry out. So that's a scriptural thing, right? God said it, right? So it's a truth. So there's, and he breathed. He said, and God said. So he created these things, the trees and all this kind of stuff. So all the earth will shout your praise. Okay. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Okay. Now, Bones are living tissue, right, Barb? That have blood vessels in them, okay? And there's living cells in those, right, in our bones? There's living cells in these bones? Where did that life come from? God, who said, let there be da-da, 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 da-da. And then he breathed the breath of life into us. So in our bones are crying out because we have the breath of God within side of us. It's that creative breath, okay? It's not, I mean, that's what I can't, it just goes over my head. You know, that creative breath. And I'm just getting this little bit of understanding of that. That, you know, the power and authority that's there. There's something about that. There's something about that power and authority that's there. Okay. Now, okay. So I'm going to share this now. And I hope you don't think I'm kind of spooky spiritual or something, because I'm not, because I'm just a person, okay? We've had times when the music team has been playing songs and things like that, and then they start playing in the spirit, which is they just start playing. They just let the spirit of God arise out of them, and they just play. They sense, you know, musically what God is speaking, okay? Which is awesome, by the way. And during those times, I've had this sense from the Holy Spirit. It's almost like a pulsating feeling. Like, and what the sense is, I think, God, is that sort of, kind of, maybe a little bit what happened at the beginning? You know, that creativeness that you spoke forth. You know, there's spirit, right? I mean, the Holy Spirit was there at the beginning, right? Because it said, let us, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, right? They were all there when God did that, when he breathed that life into man. And so it's like, wow, God. You know, I think he gives us those moments when we get to see just a little bit of who he really is. You know, that revelation of who he is. It's awesome. It's awesome. Wow, it's awesome. Whoa. It just gets me. But again, it's through the Holy Spirit. It's not anything that I'm trying to, you know, conjure up or anything. I just sense it in my spirit. And you can just, feel like I feel it in my bones sometimes, you know, just in my whole being. I just feel that. I just sense that little bit of that creative power that God used when he spoke into being all of nature and us, which I think is just, again, awesome. So I would encourage you that as you worship, really think about what you are singing and let faith get stirred with inside of you. And let that faith arise, okay? Because there is power and authority in the breath of God, which is in us. It's in all of us. It's in all of us. Every single one of us. It is. It is. It's there. It's there. Which again just blows my mind of all of that. It was like, wow, God. Woo. Yeah. Okay, if I could have the worship team come back up. We're going to go through one more song, okay? And it is what a beautiful name. Okay. I think this song is kind of like tells the story of Jesus' life. Okay? It says, you were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, that's us too, you know, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. Okay. And then it goes to, what a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this, what a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. And then the next verse says, you didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. He came down from heaven, didn't he? It's what the Bible says, the Word of God says. He was born, right? He grew up. Like we grow up, well, a little bit different, but he grew up, he had his ministry here on earth, and then he paid the ultimate sacrifice for us by dying for our sins. And then again, the death, burial, the resurrection of Jesus. That's what's the awesome part of it again, the resurrection of Jesus. It says, my sin was greater, your love My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? So in Romans 8:38, this scripture talks about, it says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers can, nor, wait a minute, there's more to it. Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So that song again goes back and says, what can, let me find it, sorry, no. Okay, what could separate us now? Okay, all right. As we go on in that song, it says, death could not hold you. Okay, the veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. All right, death could not hold him. The veil tore before him. In Matthew 27:45, it talks about that day when, from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all of the land. And in verse 51, then it says, at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. So I don't know about you, but if I had been there that day, and I witnessed that. It says the earth shook and the rocks split. Okay, I don't think it was very quiet. I think there was a mighty sound that went forth that day. Okay? So death could not hold him and the veil tore before him. Okay? And then it says, you have no rival. You have no equal. Okay, God reigns over everything. He reigns over cancer. He reigns over sicknesses. He reigns over everything. There is no rival. There is no equal. Because now and forever, God reigns. He reigns, period. He reigns, period. It says, your name is above all names. And in Philippians 2:9-11, it says, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Everything, everyone will bow. That's what the Word of God says. And they will declare that Jesus is Lord of all. So, I'm going to ask you all, I would like us to sing this song, okay? And as we're singing it now, kind of as an activation, I want you to take your faith, okay? I want you to allow your faith to arise within you. And as you sing this song, let it be real. Because I believe that there is an, a power and an authority within us, because God said he took his breath and he breathed that into us. And it's that creative power and authority that he used when he spoke things into existence that were not there to begin with. I want to read one more scripture before we do that. It's from Ephesians 6:12, and it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, authorities, and the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." So, kind of going back a little bit, you know, again, when I'm declaring things, I'm not declaring it against a person. I'm declaring it against authorities and powers of the darkness, okay? So we're not fighting against each other, okay? We are together to bring forth the glory of God by exalting and praising him. So, as again, as we sing this song together, I would love to have you think about the your faith arise and sing it with an authority and power that I believe God has placed inside of us. Thank you. So if you all would stand, please.
Yeah. I just pray that the words that we've sang tonight and the words that Gene has shared all night long with us, that those would just be instilled in our hearts and in our minds, God, in our spirits, that we can walk in the words that you have spoken, you have promised us, God, and that we would walk in the authority that you have breathed into us. And we thank you that you love us and that you thought of us and was so excited to create us. And that we were blessed with the opportunity to have our bones be alive with your breath. Thank you, Jesus.
Give each one of us the boldness, O God, to follow you in the Spirit, Holy Spirit, that even as you call us forth, O God, as you, Holy Spirit, lead us and you guide us, that even in times that you would, when you want us to do something, that you would just give that boldness to us, O God, that it will arise, O God. And Father, even right now, Lord, I just pray for the ones in this building, O God. I pray, O God, that as they hear your voice, Holy Spirit, that they would act upon that, O God, that they would act upon that. I just release that to them, Father. I just release to that to, O God. And God, you know it. For me, it's in worship, O God. And I pray, Lord, that wherever it is for them, O God, whether it's in worship or whether it's where they're at work, O God, whether they're at the store or whatever, Father, that there would just come a release, O God, to walk in that boldness and that authority, O God, that you've placed within inside of us, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, God. We love you, God. We love you, O God. We love you, O God. Hallelujah. We love you, God. We adore you, O God.